Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I just feel like listening to Tomlin today on Aaron Rodgers was a lot different from his bold talk and bravado after the game on Sunday. After the game Sunday, he just flat out said, I anticipate he's going to play against the Bills. Now he's telling us he's going to be limited at the beginning of the week again.
He also sidestepped a question about safety. Like he was asked.
Ooh, do tell.
Straight. You didn't hear that?
No, but please.
He was just asked straight away, is it about safety? For him, and he kind of was just like, yeah, it's about everything. It's about the entire holistic approach to his wrist.
We still don't know, as of 3 o'clock here on Tuesday, if Aaron Rodgers was just told by team doctors that he couldn't play on Sunday. We really still have no idea on how this really went down. And I think it's a two-part thing. I don't know if... Well, I'll just be honest. I don't think the media has asked direct enough questions about it, both after the game Sunday and today, where they've given Tomlin some outs and some wiggle room. And I also think that Tomlin is being deliberately coy here because of who he's talking about. And it makes me think that what Schefter said at this exact time last week is true. That Rodgers, even though it's a league that demands transparency on injuries for sports betting purposes, is very sensitive about information getting out and how much gets out and how it gets out about his injuries, that it puts Tomlin in a little bit of a blender when it comes to talking about the injuries. Because he knows that a misstep can create some friction between him and his prickly quarterback. And to this point, it's been, you know, pretty much a love-in between the two guys thus far. They've been in first place pretty much the whole year. They've had some, like, success in terms of, like, yes, Rodgers has some temper tantrums on the field, but he hasn't thrown Tomlin under the bus yet or anything like that. So we're almost at Thanksgiving, and, you know, there's really no trouble in paradise yet between these two, but... I think Tomlin knows when it comes to injuries with Aaron Rodgers, Chris, that those landmines are out there. And so that's how you get more than ever these very convoluted sounding press conferences when it comes to his quarterback's health, whereas he just comes flat out and says, yeah, Derek Harmon's not playing. I know this wasn't even on your radar whatsoever. We probably could have lied all week and said there was a chance for him to play because nobody really saw the injury and there was no like big... story or highlight about it, but he just said, yeah, he's out. There's way more gray area with Rodgers, and I think that's not just like a gamesmanship thing. I think Tomlin knows he's dealing with kind of a different dude.
What right does Rodgers have to flout or in any way misdirect the NFL's injury rules? Why should he be special? If the NFL thinks...
Well, the Ravens did it with Lamar Jackson, so...
Well, he's got another... He's like an operation board now. Have you seen that? Now he's got a toe injury. You didn't check
really?
That? Yeah, he's got
What's
a toe,
next? Quad,
a knee, a hamstring.
Thigh?
Water on the knee.
Calf?
Operation. Yeah, he's eventually Lamar's entire body will be injured. I mean,
Liz Frank?
The
has
Patriots
he had that yet?
Did it with Brady, where I think when the probable designation existed, Tom Brady was probable with a knee.
No, shoulder every
shoulder.
Week.
His shoulder every single week of his career. But like seriously, yep. Rodgers wants his privacy. What right does he have?
He plays a public sport where it's a $20 billion league and they
people
have
gamble on
hundreds
it.
Of millions, if not billions, also invested in legalized sports gambling. That's regulated
okay,
now.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why should he be any special case here?
You know, speaking of the line, a lot of people think the line has it baked in that he's
playing
50-50 to play.
Oh, because it's 4.5.
Yeah, and they think it'd be closer to even if they knew
he's
was
not
playing.
He's not worth 4 points over Mason Rudolph to make it that close. I disagree with that.
Really? After watching, you gave Rudolph a D- and said that they probably would have won the game.
When's
there
the last
Rodgers?
Time Rodgers played a good game, like an objectively very good game, where he was like driving the bus
the Bengals,
to victory?
The Bengals game, and they lost.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So that was over a month ago.
Yeah.
All right. I point stands here. I think Mike is being more cautious, and I guess my takeaway, just to say something a little bit different, is I think it is very much a possibility now that it's not just that Rodgers doesn't want his injury status out there or wants this overwhelming notion of privacy to apply only to him. I think it really might be a thing that he's more hurt than previously thought. And that he even realizes he's more hurt than previously thought.
Here's Tomlin on the doctors regarding that.
I think first and foremost, you lean on the advice of the medical experts. You know, I'm not going to take his competitive spirit and his will to compete as a negative. Those are positives. It's our job as leaders to exercise appropriate precaution. And first and foremost, for me, are the opinions of the medical staff.
Precaution is the word he throws around there. Like, that's... the way it got reported by Jay Glazer on Sunday, who's BFFs with Tomlin, and what he said after the game Sunday would have made you think that he was going to get out there up there today and paint a much rosier picture about Aaron Rodgers. Like, yep, we were precautious. We took an extra week with him. All right, we didn't win the game. It's an NFC game. It's not the end of the world. But guess what? That extra week put us in a great spot for Aaron Rodgers to return and play this Sunday.
I guess if it's
he didn't say that.
If it's a break, though, I mean, don't most broken bones like that, even like little hairline fractures that don't require surgery, don't they take a while to heal? And if it's not fully, you know what I mean?
I don't know. We might have to get Dr. Chow back on to talk
one of those,
about that.
Like,
lady from Steelers Depot who got mad at me that one time.
You know how it's like you can't be mostly healed with a broken wrist, just like you can't be half pregnant. Kind of deal, like it either is broken still and is like a hazard to him to play, or it's not. I don't feel like there's a ton of middle ground. Like it's not a tweaked or a sprained ankle, like DK Metcalf, like that. It's not soft tissue.
I also think Tomlin, and this is probably again on his part deliberately done. I also think he talks out of both sides of his mouth with the Rodgers injury. You've got him saying things like, "Oh, he's a veteran quarterback. He doesn't need practice." He doesn't need that much practice. He's done this for 2 decades. Doesn't need to show me in practice that he can play. But then when he gets asked about why Rodgers didn't play in the game, he also like cites like limited practice participation and not being like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So which one is it? Does he need the practice or does he not need the practice? Here he is on that.
What he needs and what others might need are certainly different topics of conversation, but we don't focus on bare minimum in terms of what he needs. Our goal is to proceed and proceed with caution appropriately, while at the same time giving him all the work that we can afford to give him. And so we're just certainly going to live that day by day. He clocks in and visits with Gabe and the training staff every morning, and we kind of build a plan from there.
I don't know, man. Does proceed with caution make you think that he's a slam dunk to play in this game?
It doesn't. No, proceed with caution.
We're going to proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution means like this is still a very much up in the air situation. That's how I interpret that phrasing from him. And there is an obvious change in demeanor, tone, and level of confidence from after the game till, because after the game, he's emotional. And you know what? I wouldn't blame him after the game. He's like, yeah, I expect him to play because he had just watched Mason Rudolph lay a giant turd on the Soldier Field turf. And he's kind of willing it into existence. But regardless of how
Man, you thought that was a turd game, huh?
Regardless of how we view Mike's Tuesday pressers, he always is talking in those with the benefit of like, what, 36 hours for his emotions to come down. Yes, I thought Mason sucked. He sucked. They made it worse.
I'm not
going
to turn myself into Kabali, but I don't know if I would go as far as to say it was a turd game.
He missed Roman Wilson badly, and on the same play he missed, he underthrew Metcalf for an interception.
Yeah.
He threw the ball. He did a Trubisky special to Roman Wilson, and do you want to know what the worst part about that Roman Wilson overthrow was? He had Metcalf on the kind of play that Metcalf scored on in Ireland, basically, like a deep, deep crosser like that.
Yeah.
And he didn't see him or didn't throw the ball. And if he puts it on target, Metcalf might score, but he at least gets like 35, 40 yards.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think he played a very up and down game. I thought there were good moments, and I think more to your point, there were some really, really bad
especially
ones in
late
there
too. I weight second halves more, I think, like heavily than I do first halves if all things are equal, like if the game's not a blowout. I thought his second half was much worse than
his
first
half. I mean, he had a great 7-minute drive there in the fourth quarter.
The problem was it kind of
a really good touchdown.
The problem was it probably needed to be more like a 4.5-minute drive because they were battling the clock a little bit.
Well, they're not allowed to do that, though, because they don't take shots over the middle of the field. And they don't go downfield.
Well, you know what? I'm sort of wondering if this was Tomlin covering his ass or if he really was annoyed, and I would have to go back and look at every individual play. He did acknowledge that there are chances that they are leaving out there in the middle of the field.
Oh, we'll hear that coming up next. We'll get to that.
Sorry about that.
Donnie, do you think that...
False start by me.
Do you think Rodgers is a slam dunk to play? I think Tomlin's singing a different tune today, big time.
Yeah, I think it is right around 50-50. Like, it almost, in
I think
a way,
he backtracked big time from Sunday.
Like, it sounds less likely now than it did. I mean, it sounds less likely, or it sounded less likely to me today than it did last week.
At this time.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.